Good morning, everyone. And wow, I can't even believe a month's gone by, but it's been great because we did a lot the first month. We had this meeting, we had four separate individual group meetings, we had Linda Fitch share. Oh, and we did the wind flag class. So I hope you're all feeling like you got your money's worth in February. There was a lot to go on, and if you didn't attend it all, one of the things I first would like to say is give yourself permission to do as much as you can and not worry about what you didn't get to. Because one thing that I've learned over the years is that the winds are going to have their way with you. The winds will have their way with you whether the teachings are confusing or I try a new idea that backfires, or it's kind of, they just kind of laugh at us as we dance through all of this as we learn our way with them. Because again, we're learning our way with them. They're not learning to have their way with us. They've been having their way with us forever. So just trust the process of this. I would think that would be the most important thing that I would suggest to people is to trust the process of the work, because we're in this for almost four seasons. We are in four seasons because we started right at the very end of winter, and now we're moving into spring this month. And the point of starting in the winter is that, seeds grow when conditions are right, but we wanted to get those seeds that were still frozen in the ground so that now we're going to look at those seeds. And, some of you have been working with me for a long time, so we put some seeds aside, and here we are now. We're looking at these seeds again, and now this month we're going to continue with our East activities of mind, memories, and beliefs. So if you look at the overall consistency of what we're doing, they're kind of mental activities, pulling winds, getting to know them, training about the wind work. These are all mind activities. Dredging up stuff. And so, but today, one of the things that I realized is that not everybody has taken a lot of wind work with us. And so, a lot of these practices are new. And last month, we decided to introduce everybody so people could know who you were. Because one thing that's really important to me is the community aspect of this. Where I said that we were having a little community meeting beforehand, it's because we don't all agree on everything ever. And then, we're trying to work it out. And that's the nature of being in community. Otherwise, you're self-masturbating all the time. And it looks really good. It looks really good, from your own vantage point when you're just taking care of yourself, right? However, it's when we get into the relationship, and wind is all about relationships, that we get into any trouble. Like this morning, my realtor isn't doing things the way that I want her to do it, and she's trying to placate me, and I don't want to be placated. I want her to reach out to the other realtor and do what I want her to do. And it's a relationship. Do I want to blow it up? No, I want to try to find what works for her, find what works for me. And that's what the nature of this group is. And so we'll talk a little bit about how that will look on our wall and our housekeeping. But we didn't do this the last time, so we're going to do it this time because there's lots of practices that you're going to learn. And when I was studying in the Lakota tradition, I went to the sweat lodge every single, well, almost every single week for maybe year after year after year. Because in those kind of traditions, the teaching comes from the practice. The teaching comes from you showing up week after week to look at your resentment about putting all the blankets on, taking all the blankets off. There was a big teaching in there, like, I get there, I want it done right, I'm going to do it all myself, and then I'm going to get bitchy about it later. That's where the teaching came. The teaching came from sitting in the circle, learning the songs. I can give you wind theory all day long, but let me preface that. It'll only make sense when it makes sense. It will make sense when when it makes sense. And like there's been wind practices that, I got something new this week. And so do I think it's really great? Yeah. Do we have to refine it out? Yes. And we will probably be refining it out as a group because that's how life works. So that's how this community works. And I hold that true. So it's like if somebody's driving you crazy in this community for some reason or other, you got, both Bridget and I do this all the time. Okay, what's going on for me with this? What's going on for me with this? And so we're going to ask you to do that whole same thing. But we like to start out by laughing. And I think we could lighten up this load this week a lot by laughing because I don't know, I had a COVID shot and then I was like sick in bed and I hate to, my life is so scheduled within itself that I, to be sick in bed for a day throws me off 3 days. And, so I think we could lighten up today by smudging and then laughing. And then this is one version of our prayer that we have, and you can read it along with us. And it's in the wind book, which I'm assuming you all have by now. Did everyone get their prayer flags? Put that in the chat. All right. Bridget already smudged. She was like smudging up a storm when she got on the call this morning. All so feel the smudge. When we used to do it in the lodge, we'd start at our feet, underneath the balls of our feet. Because we walk in shoes with plastic on the bottoms. We walk all over people's energy all the time. So you just kind of start with the bottom of your feet and go all the way up. All the way up. This is sage that I picked. So this is picked in the correct direction. Now, you don't necessarily have to use sage. You can use things like Florida water. That will clear your energy too. Powerful stuff. We used to spit it. I don't put it near my mouth anymore. But then this week, I want to show you something because Bridget, when is Amy's going to be here with us? But my friend Amy is sent me this. It's a divine boundaries, sacred space, and so I was been using it, and I find it very powerful because it's in alignment with something the wind taught me this recently about sacred symbols, using your wind breath, looking at the sacred symbol, stating an intention using the wind breath. And, so for all these years she was creating symbols, I was kind of like, not laughing, but they're like, okay, nothing for me. But then I opened this up, and the first thing I saw, this one symbol jumped out at me, and I thought, wow, that's powerful. And so she's coming on to talk to us, not about her sacred symbols so much. What's the date of it, Bridget?
June 22nd, she'll be coming.
So Amy, what I like, why Amy's coming for one of our other things is from the very get-go, Amy said, I don't want to do this practice. I want to teach teachers how to do my practices. Very clear. She had a good financial backer so she could keep that vision really strong. But she never was, I mean, she did do her practices, but her goal, when I started the wind work, she started training trainers to get certified in her work. And so we have a lot of people who have teaching concepts out there. This is a really powerful teaching concept that she had about seeing the trainers in place to do the work instead of her being an individual healer. And so I have asked her to come in and teach us about that. Our next speaker is Stephanie Gunning, who's going to be talking about creating ebooks that people read, because you can create an ebook all day, but if somebody doesn't read it, then it's really kind of silly. And someone's, I thought I had everyone go into mute when I put them in there. Can you just scroll it, Bridget, and mute them? So the So we're creating programs that are going to support you in your work. So if there's other programs you'd like to have us, or people that you want us to bring, let Bridget know, because she's in charge of getting our speakers for the year. And so we're going to have all of that. There's today's course. So today, let me just review what we're going to do today is we're going to just review a little bit of last week. It's going to be Windwork basics. We're going to actually break into small groups to state out loud what cardinal wind we're working with for the year, and then we're going to have a journey, and then I'm going to give the homework or the deepening practice, and that's where we are for today. But we're going to start with this opening. Before I get into the sacred part of it, are there any questions or anything, Bridget, I need to answer?
Renee, no, I'm not seeing any at this time.
Okay. All right. So we start by laughing, and that if you want to unmute yourself to laugh, you can. But just remember to remute yourself. And then we're going to go. Always my favorite part. I'm calling on the divine winds, Eurus from the east, Notus from the south, Zephyrus from the west, Boreas from the north. Be here with us today. Be here with us as we grow together as a community through the storming, the norming, the thriving of our community. Because the winds feed us. The wind is life. The wind renews. The wind is prosperous. The wind is a sacred gift. The wind reveals and the wind expands. The wind is a generous. The wind lives within me. The wind offers me a sweet melody. When I listen, I share my gifts by offering them to the wind. My body is borrowed from the earth while my spirit flies free in the wind. I am grateful for the winds for these teaching. Blessed be. Ooh. Everyone back? All right, so in month one, we were started to activate the wisdom of the wind gods and goddesses. And some of you have they, which is fine, to navigate any situation and to connect with the true energetic, the essence of the wind. We're working with one wind for the month of March and one cardinal direction. Could you show in the chat if you've all pulled your wind for the month of March? Is there anyone who hasn't pulled their wind for the month of March? How's that? That'd probably be easier. And says everyone identified their cardinal wind. If you haven't, put that in the chat. I'm not seeing the chat. Okay. Is there anyone, Bridget, who hasn't identified their wind for the year?
Not yet.
Okay, good. And, you know, if you haven't, it'd be a great opportunity to just let us know, because I'd love to know, you know, what the holdup is, or what's, you know, why you haven't feel called, or somebody hasn't pulled no March card. What is that? Okay, Trina's confused. The March card, we didn't say not to pull a March card. We said the March card wasn't going on the prayer flags. And this is very subjective, because there's people in the group who made two strands of prayer flags and people who made 12 prayer flags. One of the things that we find with the wind workers tend to be stubborn. They seem to be self-willed, run riots. They have their own agenda. You know, it's usually not the meek and the mild who come over and study the wind. So I find that I have to grow a lot in order to hold space for all the variances and variations and the things on the theme. And when I look at some, I'm like, well, weren't we doing? But then I'm there like, oh, this is the wind. And I want you to give me the same leeway that this is the wind. And so there's going to be some variations. And the thing is, so I think I told the story of why there was 9 flags, was because when I first found them, that's how many flags came on the strand. And when I asked for them to make me more, they wouldn't, but now they are. So next year's flags will have 12, and I haven't put them on sale yet because I don't want to confuse it. And besides, I'm a good businesswoman. I want to, you know, unload the stock that we have of the 9 flags, so I'm not shipping both, because that's what gets way confusing. But so if you want to make a flag for February, for March, just don't put it on your flags, or unless you've already done that. But the point was we wanted to have similar flags for everybody in the group, so that when at the beginning of the month, when we call in the wind, you know, because last year I had more flags and Terry ran out in 1 month, and we were like, so I was just trying to be I try to be consistent, and it never works. And I always look like I'm a chaos creator. And I really spend a lot of time trying not to go that way, but it just happens. So that said, can you hear me? Kathy lost me, but somebody.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Kelly. All right. So what I did this morning was I went over to the magical spinner in the Wind Clan, and I pulled my wind for March, and I got Vayu, which is so really important, because, you know, there's a story about Vayu where, you know, who's stronger, the serpent or the wind. And that's kind of what's going on in my life. There's a lot of different things going on, and, you know, where's the power, and, you know, understanding that there's power in a lot of different things. So we want to go, we're going deeper into the cardinal direction this month. And I need to explain this up front, and I'll explain it 3 times because we don't want you to be confused. But we're going to be using an inventory process to go deeper into the cardinal directions. And even though we're in the spring and we're in the east, which is our mind, memories, and beliefs, inventory is a mind, memory, and belief type of process. However, I've created special inventories for your various different cardinal winds, and we'll talk about that later to avoid confusion. And I'll remind you how this is a few times. So, but today we're going to talk about and practice wind work basic tools. This month, you're going to finish your prayer flags. I know I still have 3 or 4 more to do. And that was really great last week for all the people who came and played and did it together. I thought that crafting was just incredible. And so much, in fact, that that's why we're going to have small groups a little bit later on in this call. So you get to share in a smaller group. And then we're going, and I have already told you about the Stephanie Gunning, and I'm doing a prosperity workshop on March 21st for the Equinox. This is Bridget's department. Bridget, housekeeping.
Yay. All right. So, well, do you want to say the first one since that came from you?
Oh, sometimes I say things and Bridget writes them down and I'm there like, oh, that was very wise of you, Bridget. So this is a deep dive. There's probably a lot of people in here who feel like, oh my God, what did I sign up for? Don't put your hands up in the chat because it'll make me feel sad. But it's a deep dive. And so I have this judgment or complaint. I don't know what it is, but people who take a lot of different programs, they jump from one class to the next and then they get here and it's just like, why aren't you in your body? Or why aren't you employing these tools that I know that this person taught you? And one of the things that the assistants here are, because they've all been through a lot of this, they know that they say that there's no easy way, you know, you have to dance with a bear. Even though I didn't interview you, I read every one of your applications and I saw that almost all of you said you wanted to be of service to spirit, that you wanted to do something that was more, that you wanted to bring your work out into the world in a bigger, broader way. Well, trust me, when I was having a tantrum in the middle of the week about something, I thought, this isn't not how I want to bring my work to the world in a bigger, broader way. There's no room for bigger, broader tantrum in the same week. There is, and you know, I'm gentle on myself. I have a lot going on and that flu shot didn't help. However, if you really want to be a spiritual leader, that means when the phone rings in the middle of the night, you get up and answer it. It means if it's hard work, you know, that is making you say, I don't want to do this, then you have to look at where the I don't want to do this lives in your life. If you feel like you're drowning and you think that, you know, that you'd rather sit on the side shore and, you know, maybe take 10 more classes, then why'd you apply here? My feeling was people applied here because they really were ready to go deeper in their life, because that what do you want to do in the world is a big enough why to get you through the uncomfortable parts, that being in a group of people who are going to go deep, and you're going to make some lifelong friends in this group. Because what I'll tell you is there's 99% of the world out there, or maybe 97% of the world, who sitting poolside is good enough. You know, those spiritual seekers who, like, you know, spout out all the good things, and, you know, meanwhile they're, you know, living life that doesn't really make them happy, but they sound good on Facebook. We don't want you to be those. We want people who, like, show up in their authority, in their power. And it will require you to do a deeper dive. I can guarantee it, because the wind is probably the most soothing element out there, and it can be like the cyclone that's running through, you know, down near Australia again, you know, category 5. This can be category 5 work some months. But you have, like, really great assistants who I know walk their talk. Because otherwise they wouldn't be sitting here as assistants. We have a really strong group of advanced students in here. And so, enough said. Now, Bridget, you can take it over.
Oh, I was, like, getting fired up. I'm like, go. Okay, here we go. So, you know, we came on and we shared those live videos, and they were not to deter conversation. They were an invitation for us to have even richer conversations. Being in a large group of people can be intimidating and uncomfortable, and everything's visible, right? We're all looking at the comments. So it brings up, you know, a lot of inner insecurities. It can. It does for me, and I'm a writer. And so the whole point of those videos was to say, hey, it's not like anyone's doing anything wrong. It's just, if we're going to be working in the East, which we are now, with mind, memories, and beliefs, there might be some really sensitive shares, or people might want to share something sensitive, and just laying down some ground rules so that we can do that in a way where we are not revisiting a trauma from a group environment or a wound from a group experience, right? So that was the point of the videos. So please continue to share and post. We love the conversations. And this month, you know, I'll be my tongue is going faster than my mind. Hold on. I'll be putting up different prompts each week of, you know, things that we can converse about. And one of those is going to be pop on here and do a video. Let us see you. Let us get to know you. Okay. But my request is that we keep those videos around 7 to 10 minutes maximum, because there are 43 people in this class. So if we do 20, 30 minute shares, that's going to be a lot of bandwidth in people's lives, you know, that they have to be online and watching for that long a period. So let's try to keep them brief. And you're going to keep seeing me post things on the Facebook page in either the guides or the files. And the reason I put the links for the files as opposed to uploading all of the videos is because that too takes a lot of data, and I don't have the technology for it just yet, you guys. So I'm trying to keep you in the loop with the information that we have, and it'll keep getting refined as we go along. So that's, you know, keep checking the guides and the files, which are underneath all of our heads on the Facebook page. There's a little banner of our heads, and right beneath that are all of the tabs that I'm speaking of right now.
And those are also in your course homepage.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So everything's on the course homepage.
In the Community University Library, there are other courses you can take. So if you're not clear about the Windwork Basics, there's a whole Windwork Basics class you can take there. You know, so if you haven't had that, so there, and we put the videos under bonus sections in there too. So that course homepage will have all of the materials, including audio transcripts. I break the videos down by segment so that you can see the housekeeping and then move on, you know, in the journeys. We're really spending a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of money to make sure you have everything that you need.
Thank you, Renee. And finally, for our international friends, on March 14th in the U.S., we're going to go ahead an hour. So please make sure to use that time converter just to make sure that we're all on the same page with the small group calls, the integration calls, and the large group teaching going forward. So after March 14th, everything shifts for us, and I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page with the time zones. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you, Renee.
All right, I'm going to unmute you, Judy. Judy, I'm asking you to unmute. Okay, there you go. So this is a good conversation here. Judy wants to know the difference between therapy and a group process. And that's like, for me, and I would like to hear what your question is that, so explain.
So some of the questions that appear on the Facebook page appear to be really, really intimate. And when people answer, it sounds like it's going in the direction of therapy. And I know that's not, you know, the focus of this work in terms of the training. So I just need some help in understanding what is appropriate support for people who are going really deep and being vulnerable and acknowledging their vulnerability and holding that space.
That's a great point. And so that was kind of why Bridget and I went online last week, was to talk about that. One of the things that we noticed is that if you have to only be as vulnerable as you're willing to be in a group, first of all. And we're probably asking you to push that boundary just a little bit close, a little bit further, or there'll be, the same few people sharing on the wall, because we want the boundary to get pushed a little bit further so that you can feel safe in this. And that's why we're not going to film the sharing parts or tape the sharing parts of the small groups, is so that you can go deeper. One of the things that I tend to notice in a lot of groups is that people jump right in because I'm gonna say I on this, like when my ex starts still today starts talking about, being sad about something or hurt about something, I jump in with both feet and try to fix it because I'm a codependent and I want to fix things. I'm a healer. I want to fix things. In this group setting, support is saying to somebody, "Wow, I hear you. I've had a similar experience." It's not suggesting another book to read, another program to take. If somebody you get an intuitive hit that you think somebody's really, going down here, message me or message Bridget and say, "Hey, I really think you might want to reach out to this person." But there might be a couple licensed therapists in this group, but I'm not one, and I know that this work is going to bring up our most tender and raw spots. In fact, when I'm going to bring forward an inventory today, you know that I had to do it for the last 2 weeks myself in order to bring it here. So all of the work that we're bringing forward is work that we've done, we're willing to do, we're willing to go in with you. And, at a certain point, it might be that you're going to need some extra support from outside of this group. One of the ways that you can make sure that you are owning your comments with people is to start it out. If this were my experience, I would. And I have a spiritual teacher who's always teaching me whenever I said we, because everyone likes to say we. When it's like I need to be more transparent, or I need to own my feelings, or whatever. A lot of these memes are we, but whenever there's a we, put the word I there, and then try to own it, because we're sharing things that we need to heal. Does that make sense, Judy? Do you think that's pretty
Yeah, it
clear?
does. I actually really like was it Kimberly's response is in the chat that people feel seen and acknowledged on their journey. And it's good to know that we can refer. I am a licensed therapist,
I knew, I thought you were.
but it's good to know that the assistants, we can refer to them if we see something happening a little deeper, and that people have that resource. I did put in the chat, Sandra says, once you commit to this work, your life is never your own. And it sounds like your assistants are in that position. So I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
And the thing is you are a licensed therapist, so, and we've got a room full of psychics and mediums and sensitives and stuff like that. So our first thing is like to run over and over into their energy field and see what's going on. Well, you know what? It's not your place. That's sorcery. We
Right, we
do
need
not go
consent.
where we're not invited.
Absolutely.
And there are some people in the chat that are saying wait until the person asks, and some people haven't reached that point where they can ask for help. So we need to honor that as well.
Can I share one thing that's really cropping up in this conversation that I think is important? When everyone applied, one of the main questions that was a conversation is, do you have support outside of this work? Because the work is deep, it's extremely energetic, and sometimes you will need to have greater support outside of what the community is offering, because this is not therapy. And that was a criteria. So it has been discussed outside of the community as well, of, you know, when things get really, if they become too intense for you, to reach out for licensed support and help.
And if you need licensed support and help, it does not mean that you're not a good fit for the community. It means that the wind is doing its soul scrubbing, and that this is, it's working. Otherwise, some of these scars that we have just scar over year after year after year. And, you know, sometimes the scab gets pulled off. It's not a bad thing. Get a little fresh air under there. It's just that we're holding a community where we can all grow. And it's just like that when two or more together, there is love. When two or more are gathered in community, the healing multiplies. So Mary Beth has issues, privacy issues on Facebook. So the group is secret. And, you know, we debated about getting a telechat, which it's just, for me at this point, it's one more place that I have to go and check. And I'm very comfortable with Facebook. I don't believe there is any more privacy anywhere anyway. So I would say that I would not share something on the wall that you wouldn't want out in the world. Like last night, somebody said to me, oh, you keep sharing about your buying and selling properties. I said, I do not. I don't communicate what I don't want the people on Facebook to know. And so you have the opportunity in the small groups to be in a small group setting where you can really share deeper, and maybe that's where you find your comfort in sharing.